Hello, everyone. Today's devotion comes from Ephesians chapter 3. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 3, and I'll read that for us. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister, according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In this passage, the Apostle Paul lays out for us the mystery of the breadth and depth of the gospel. It's a mystery because it used to be hidden before the revelation of Christ. Paul says in verses 4 and 5, "When you read this, you could perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." Through the Holy Spirit, the mystery which was once hidden is now revealed to us. What is this mystery? Paul answers this in the very next verse. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. This is the breadth of the gospel. The grace of Jesus covers all people, and under Christ, everyone is a member of the same body. This breadth of the gospel is something that was mind-boggling and revolutionary, especially for a Jew of that time, which Paul was. For thousands of years past, the family of God was the Jewish people. Yet, here we are, having been revealed that the breadth of the gospel actually extends out to the whole world. This is how wide the love of God is. And we not only see how wide the breadth of the love of God is, but also how deep it is. We see Paul using the example of himself to illustrate the depth of the gospel. Let me read for us what he says in verses 7 and 8. "Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Paul acknowledges that he is the very least of all the saints. Perhaps he's referring to his zealous past as a Pharisee who persecuted the church. And yet, he says that grace was given to him to preach to the Gentiles. This privilege of being a part of this gospel work to reveal the unsearchable riches of Christ. This is how deep the gospel goes, to even reach a man like Paul, and through the power of God, enable him to preach to the Gentiles. This is the depth of God's love. And this gospel, the same breadth of the gospel that extends out to all people, the same depth of the gospel that reached even a man like Paul, this very same gospel is available for you and for me. It's available for your parents. It's available for your coworkers. It's available for that friend who you might subconsciously think will never come to know the love of God. This gospel is free to receive for any and everyone. The power of God, revealed in the mystery of the breadth and depth of the gospel, is given to us. So all the more we can take heart. Paul ends this passage with an exhortation to the Ephesian church to do just that, to take heart and to receive strength through the reminder of the gospel. He encourages them with this, starting in verse 17. And let's receive this encouragement together for ourselves today. That God may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Holy Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Let's pray. Lord, we can't even fathom how amazing and grand of a plan you executed in the accomplishment of the gospel through your Son Jesus and the revealing of this gospel through your Holy Spirit. What revolutionary, mind-boggling good news the gospel is. Lord, we ask that you remind us day in and day out of the breadth and length and height and depth of the gospel. It is so good and so readily available for anyone at any time. So, Lord, we ask that you fill us with strength as we're equipped with this gospel to go out into the world, into the circles that you have divinely placed us in to offer this amazing gospel. And in all this, Lord, may glory be returned to you. Thank you for the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.